This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is your sister Naima B. Robert here, and this is my series on how to take the opportunity that has been offered to us by the situation with the corona pandemic that is sweeping our world. If this is your first time watching one of these videos, then you may be surprised to hear me using the word opportunity. Let me explain. I believe that every circumstance in our lives is an opportunity for us to show up better, to show up bigger, to show up bolder. And so this coronavirus pandemic is no exception. It is no different. And I hope that some of the tips that I offer you will help you to reframe how you can really benefit from this situation that we are in with regards to the social distancing and the isolation and the lockdowns that we are experiencing across the world. So I hope that makes that clear. So now, this video is going to be about how you as a sister can use isolation to your advantage, okay? We're going to be looking at how to use it to your advantage spiritually, intellectually, and physically. So let's get to it. Right, so as I've mentioned in previous videos and as many people have mentioned, if we are in isolation, we are spending less time with others and more time either on our own or with our family. And so that means that we've got a lot more time on our hands than we normally do. I really want to invite you to not fill this gift of time with more binge watching and time on social media. Please, I beg you, do not waste this opportunity by increasing your screen time and increasing your consumption. Let's change the focus. This time that we've been given is a gift. And so how can we make the most of this gift to just to, you know, use it to our advantage and to grow? So if we're going to use this time to help ourselves grow spiritually, what are we talking about? We're talking about recommitting. Recommit. Recommit to your iman. Recommit to your akhirah. Pick up the Quran. Start reading it again. If you already read Quran daily, alhamdulillah, maybe read more. Maybe read books of tafsir. Start to listen to talks that inspire you and help you to learn. If you have time on your hands, mashallah, sign up for an online Islamic course. There are so many out there that you can choose from to learn an area maybe that you don't have knowledge of or that you've always been interested in. Now is the time to start seeking those opportunities. We are preparing for Ramadan as we speak. There's no better time to start really increasing your intake of Islamic content so that you can be firm in your tawakkul, in your reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on your iman, and on your strength through this time. Because remember, sis, if you are a mum, then you are the central figure in your children's life and you're the central figure in that home of yours. So the more you build yourself in terms of your iman, the stronger you are, the more tawakkul you have, the more patience you have, the more acceptance you have, the more everybody else is going to be able to handle this and be okay. So spiritually, make a commitment to use isolation to your advantage to grow spiritually. The second way that you can use isolation to your advantage is to grow intellectually. Yeah, I said it. Start reading more. Start reading again. Start reading better books. Start reading a different kind of book. There are too many online courses for me to name that will help you to either learn something new or learn a new skill or just introduce you to a new body of knowledge that you didn't have any knowledge of before. So take this time to develop a reading habit. If you are so inclined, start writing. Start sewing, take up a new hobby, take up a new interest, do research on something, start working on a project. If you have a business, now is the perfect time to start building some foundations for your business, do some housekeeping, do some of the things that you know you're supposed to be doing but you haven't been doing because you've been so busy, 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 now is the perfect time to do that. And then thirdly, use isolation to benefit you physically. Now, I know a lot of people, unfortunately, are going to fall prey to binge watching and binge eating. My dear sis, don't let that be you. You don't want to go into Ramadan 5 kilos heavier than you were before this all began. So why not take a moment to make some fitness goals for yourself, some health goals for yourself, and just make some decisions about the food that you're going to eat, how you're going to hydrate, and how you're going to move. There are literally probably millions of videos on YouTube that take you through all sorts of exercises, from moderate to like the hardcore killer abs. Everything is available for you. So while you're home and while you're on lockdown, why not start working out? Why not get into an exercise routine? Move, make sure that you're not stagnant every day, and get the children involved. There's no reason why you can't do aerobics with your kids, why you can't have a running man competition with your kids, why you can't play all sorts of physical games with your children if you have a garden. Let them out to skip, to jump, to ride their bikes around, and get involved yourself. So these are the three ways that I'm inviting you sisters to use isolation to your benefit, inshallah. And of course, none of this advice is in order to make light of the seriousness of the situation that we're in. If you've watched any of my other videos, you will know that I have advised you to use social distancing and isolation to keep you and your family safe. But everything that I'm telling you is in that context. Just because we can't go out the way we used to, just because we're not seeing the people we're used to seeing, just because our lives have been disrupted, doesn't mean it's the end of the world. It doesn't mean it's all over for us. It doesn't mean the end to happiness, to joy, to contentment, to tawakkul, and to building for our akhirah. So that's my dua really for you, is that you seize this opportunity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us to really emerge on the other side as a better version of yourself. And so for now, stay safe, stay sane, and stay focused on what really matters and what you can control. If you found this video helpful, please do share it with as many women in your life as possible. Like it, comment, and subscribe to the channel for more of these updates. I look forward to seeing you in the next video. For now, I will see you on Instagram. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.